Watching Ben versus Everything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are again. Another episode of Mitch and Ben versus Everything. Honestly, what would you rather listen to, mate? What a week it's been. How you been, Mitch?
Oh, fucking going off, mate. Going off.
Like a frog in a sock?
Yeah, mate. You know me.
Just full of energy.
Just fucking full of piss and vinegar.
Well, you're under 100 kegs now, mate. So
Yeah, mate.
You're a fucking energizer bunny these days.
Yeah, it makes those fucking stairs in my house a lot easier. I'm fucking going up them like a little chipper. Oh, man, I feel 10 years younger.
You can rip up all those quotes for escalators you got.
I still use the escalator where I can.
Got some escalator and store guy driving around to Nilba looking for a shopping complex. He's like, who's this thing?
It's just my house.
It's your house. I don't have stairs. I specifically bought without stairs. Yeah. Frankly, I've got three at the front and they're too many.
It's a good move.
If I could eliminate them, I would.
Yeah.
Long ramp, that's what I'm thinking.
We only bought the two-story place because it was the cheapest house that we found on the market at that point, and it was actually the nicest as well.
Yeah.
Our house.
Bonus.
Not so much anymore since the dogs. But we were living with my parents at first. So they had downstairs and we had upstairs.
Right. Oh, that's not
so
too bad.
Yeah, we had like our bedroom and then we had the master bedroom where we sleep now. That was like a little lounge room for us. And then we had our own bathroom upstairs as well.
Yeah, nice. So I've never been upstairs. You won't take me up there.
Yeah, nah. You just get your fucking...
You got to be 5 inches or more, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm not long enough to... Ride the coin. I don't know. Yeah.
Must be at least 6 inches to ride this.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that, but...
I'd fucking wear the shit out of a pink t-shirt that said that.
Oh, man. If
just doing sets in that. That'd be hilarious.
It must be at least 6 inches to ride.
Yeah, to ride this ride.
Oh, man.
Righto, let's fucking get into it, man. How was Thursday?
Right, so Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Because I don't think we've released the other two episodes before this one.
Nah.
I opened for Isaac Butterfield down at the Factory Theatre in Sydney. And it was insane.
Yeah.
It was the biggest high I've had in comedy so far.
Yeah, like, man. That's
absolutely
awesome.
Insane. So, starts off, I'm going... Man, fucking, I want to touch back on a fucking wake up to yourself from a while ago. Sydney fucking town planners, everyone, from its inception to now, you can all gargle my nuts. Like, oh, man.
There's no parking around the Factory Theatre.
I managed to jag one. I actually lucked out there because I kept getting fucking bum steered on the fucking, because I was too busy to kind of be constantly looking at your phone.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of listen to the phone.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't update on time.
Yep.
And then fucking, it'd be like, you know, turn right, but I want you to like veer left and then turn right. And so, anyway, it was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was a bit frazzled from there. I turn up. And so this is what I'm expecting. I got told it was Isaac.
Yeah.
And then I got told it was a guy called JB who used to run a lot of shit out at Maitland.
Yep.
And then me.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm expecting when I turn up. Currently. I turn up. It's Isaac, it's Frenchie, it's Tom Armstrong, Matt Reddy, Zuby. I don't know if you know who Zuby is, but...
I'm sure he's a killer.
He's not a comedian, but he's fucking a musician, rapper. I don't know, he's fucking pretty fucking big in the UK. Well, no, he's an English fella.
Yeah.
And, I've
got, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he's... deadlift record holder.
Yeah.
He transitioned into a woman.
Yeah.
To break the deadlift record. Hilarious.
That is fucking hilarious.
So I kind of, man, I turned up and I saw all these guys and I was kind of like, I wasn't nervous about the gig. I was nervous about meeting him.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm a big fan. So, man, when I met him, I could barely speak. I was like, wow. He's like, because I saw everyone else and I just kind of, you know, a bit starstruck kind of thing. Nicest dude in the world, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking, like, everyone there. So, they all didn't know anything really about me, so they didn't know I'd run one raw. They didn't know, like, I kind of do get booked a bit.
Yeah.
They thought I was just an open micer.
Yeah.
So, like, entry-level fucking open micer kind of thing. they all treated me as if I was like fucking, I'd been doing it 15 years.
Yeah.
They were the fucking nicest bunch of dudes, eh? Like fucking, yeah, they all made, like, you know, fucking tried to start conversations with me, talk to me, fucking everything like that, man. It was absolutely incredible. Like, and then hanging out backstage in the green room, like just sitting there and seeing like Frenchie and Isaac there. And you're like, these are dudes you see fucking,
yeah,
you know, like, yeah, you know, for Australian comedy, they're fucking.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking like two of the top comedians in terms of like popularity and all of that. 100%. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're hanging in the green room with these guys. A guy comes in, so there's a show I watch on Facebook and Isaac watches it and whatnot. He's gone on a few times. It's called Kingdom Culture Collectibles. It's like a Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z cards, fucking UFC, Formula One, all this fucking shit. It's basically cards.
Yeah.
This guy, JJ, who runs it,
worth
it. He's got like a safe at his place that's got like 250 grand worth of cards in it. And that's like, that's just what's in the safe. You should see like the rest of his house. But anyway, he turns up, he brings this box of cards that's worth $1,000. And we're all just sitting in the green room opening Pokemon cards. It was fucking insane. I think Frenchie was like, you know, some people do fucking lines of coke before a show.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I pulled the Zard, so that was pretty fucking...
Yeah, okay.
I didn't get to keep it, but I pulled it. Yeah, so.
What's that worth?
They were saying apparently if it got graded and got a 10, about 10 grand.
Whoa.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled that one and then...
Dude, that is fucking cool that, like... Like if that had been me, I'd be so far out of my comfort zone and not able to like hang if they're all doing that. But you're like mad into cards and stuff. Like
we're
sitting here, you've got fucking boxes of Pokemon cards. You got Pokemon cards everywhere. I
love my Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I see like all the time you're like commenting on the thing. So like for that to happen. Yeah. It's just like the perfect storm. It's just like, oh, man.
I was like, I'm into this.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my autism, it paid off.
Just in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be defeated.
You walk in there humming the Pokemon theme.
I can't sing it too loud in case they think I'm fucking cocky.
Nah, but he's like, my man.
You're not the best one here. You're shit. No, so we're just chilling out opening Pokemon cards and fucking... Anyway, time for the show start. So, and I can show you the recording after this. If you want
fuck
to.
Yeah, man.
So the lineup is it's Matt Reddy.
Yep.
Then I'm going to go up, and then Tom Armstrong, Frenchie, Isaac.
Yep.
So me and Matt have got 5 minutes. I'm not sure. I think Tom had five, maybe 10. I can't remember. Frenchie had 10. Isaac does his hour.
Yeah.
So we Matt Reddy goes down and he's just running the light and Frenchie's like, oh, you're nervous, man? I'm like, no, I'm not. I was like, I was nervous to meet you guys, but this, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I wrote shit down on my hand.
Yeah.
Just in case I forgot. Never looked at it.
Yeah, good.
Just forgot all about it.
Because if you'd have been looking at your fucking notes and I caught you, holy shit, I'd wrench you.
Yeah, and I wrote it down just in case because I was like before the show I was like what's it I'll just quickly give it a scribble. Yeah. Never looked at it. Fucking I forgot I wrote it on my hand while I was down there. I was
just in the zone.
So
yeah.
Anyway, Matt Reddy goes down there. He's doing too much time. Isaac just like because he's supposed to bring me up and I bring the next guy up and there's no MC or anything. Isaac just cuts him off. He just gets on the mic out in the back and goes, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Reddy. Yeah. And I don't know where Matt went and he just, because he didn't come backstage, so he must have just fucked off. So anyway, I go out there and I walk out there, four to 500, I think, somewhere.
Yeah.
And
insane.
Oh, man, you give the, like, you know, g'day, how's it going kind of thing, the roar of fire, like, and it's, like, that's not even big compared to some of these places, these guys do, but like.
Yeah.
It hit you like a wall, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was just insane. And I was like, oh, fuck. All right. Like, and it, the fact that he responded so enthusiastically to me, because no one knows who I am.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of these guys, everyone kind of knows.
Yeah.
Or if you follow Buttsy, you'd know who they were.
Yeah.
But me, no one knows who I am.
Yeah.
And I walk out there and I'd, you know, get out of here, and they fucking bang, and I'm like, fucking, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And, first joke. I Alec Baldwin joke.
Yeah.
So I dropped that, and it fucking, I was a bit worried about it because I was like, I did it a couple of times before I went down.
Yeah.
And it didn't really hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. But I was like, oh, I found the perfect way to, I used it because he, like, Butsy's pregnant at the moment.
Yeah.
And I found the easiest way to start was just to go, Jesus, be some like big pregnancy news, but none more so than like, Alec, you know.
Yeah.
So it like, kind of ties in a little.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it also gets you on the parenting and the kid stuff and whatnot. Yeah. But yeah, it hit like a, it fucking just hit out the park kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah, I had to wait just that little bit longer to like go into the next one.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, went through a couple others and whatnot. And like, yeah, they're going well. Like, you know, you're not getting applause breaks or anything like that, but you're getting like laughs. And so you move on. But I got to the shitting in the bottle joke.
Yeah.
Fucking hit like a fucking
freight train. I would have, man.
Then I got to the McDonald's one.
Yeah.
And the chemo line.
Yeah.
That fucking hit like fucking
destroyed.
Like, because you give the first part and they're like, oh, and then you give the second and they're like, oh, like,
yeah.
They almost like started trying to do an applause break. You hear this clapping kind of start, but then it kind of fades off.
Yeah.
And then, finish it by, you're okay, and went strong kind of thing. But, walked out back and, yeah, like, first person there was like Frenchie.
Yeah.
And he just goes, man, that was insane. That was fucking,
yeah.
Because that was so good. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. And like, everyone's just high fiving me and whatnot. Yeah. They're like, we didn't know who you were. We didn't know how good you were.
Yeah.
That was insane, man. And I'm like, fuck.
It
was the best feeling in the world, mate. Like, I cannot. I hope it's not the last thing we do together. I think he's doing a live podcast at the comedy club.
Yep.
And I'm going to perform there with him.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
So, yeah, I hope that's not the last thing we do together. But, man, it was... Yeah, I'm going to be chasing that high for a while.
Sick, dude. That's such a cool story.
But, like, honestly, man, like, him and his missus are the most nicest people you'd ever want to meet. Like, Elliot told me, he goes, like, he's super accommodating. And I didn't think he was a dick or anything. But I was just like, you know that whole thing, like, don't meet your heroes kind of thing? Like, and I was like, oh, what if he doesn't think I'm funny or fucking whatnot? Like, that'd be good kind of shit. Like,
yeah.
What if I'm, also I'm like, what if I'm not good enough? You start getting that kind of thing. You're like, this is the next step up. What if I, what if I do suck? Like, what if I'm only like, a, 80, 90 person capacity kind of comic kind of thing. Like, what if that's the best I'll ever be? But
that was never, ever going to happen. I was like, I didn't want to say this to you, but I wasn't worried for you. Like, I was like, he's going to fucking kill it. Because I've seen what you do in 80 or 90, and the math only works more in your favor with more people.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, I know you probably haven't opened a lot of shows. You and I were talking about it before.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a knack to opening for, like, cold crowds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you didn't have enough time to really do that with 5 minutes. So I was like, that was my only concern for you, is if you're on straight away to 500 seats and people are still sitting down and stuff like that, and it's a little bit chaotic.
Yeah.
Because your jokes, people have got to actually listen to
get. Yeah. Well, I think like we're talking about this on Brad's podcast, because I kind of thought about it, because I said like I rarely, if ever, get heckled.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe why, is because you actually have to pay attention. Like, I remember Elderfield said, I still don't know really what he means, but he goes, I reckon it's a lot to do with your cadence. He goes, I don't know, the way you talk or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what cadence was at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, and the way you talk or whatnot. And I was like, oh, okay, like, fair enough. But I think, because like, especially Are You Okay? Like, people kind of like go, well, what's going on? Like, so they, like, no one's ever said boo during Are You Okay? Like, they all kind of like, where are we going? Like, I think it's a, like, that is a testament to the joke itself, that like, people are just like, what's, like, I don't want to know where this goes.
So yeah.
They're just all kind of hush. And, but yeah, man, it was insane. So yeah, like, afterwards, Tom and Frenchie, we ducked out in the back and sat up the back of the club and watched Isaac do his hour and whatnot. Yeah. And
How was it?
It was great, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like, fucking, so many people just yelling out shit, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, apparently, it's heaps worse at, like, a Frenchie show.
Yeah.
Apparently, people just fucking tee off constantly, kind of thing. Like,
yeah, because that's all you see online as well, is, like, it's almost worked against him.
Yeah.
And that he's had some of his best fucking work handling hecklers.
Yeah, I think his strongest suit is crowd work.
Yeah.
Like, fucking just mingling kind of thing. Like, that's like he's probably strong, like strength as a comic kind of thing. But yeah, like because I was sitting there and like people were yelling out, and I leaned over to him, man, I'm not used to fucking so many people yelling out. Like, I'm not kind of like trying to play along heckling.
Yeah,
not having a go at him or anything like that.
Like helpful heckling.
Yeah, trying to be or whatnot. And sometimes he'd like it'd work in with the bit and he'd play over it, and other times he'd go, "Shut up, dickhead!" Like, you know, fucking like just shut it down. Or sometimes he'd even just ignore it, but. And Tom's like, man, it's so much worse at a Frenchie show because it's fucking, like, it's crazy how many people just fucking yell. But, yeah, man, it was just surreal just sitting there watching, like, Isaac Butterfield with, like, fucking Tom and Frenchie and just being part of the clique. And the coolest thing of all was after the show, I'm sitting, when he gets to his closing bit, we kind of duck off back around the backstage, kind of thing, back into the green room. And I'm sitting there with Tom and Frenchie, and we're just talking and whatnot. And Frenchie keeps going, "Have you done Raw?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm at the state finals last year." He's like, "You should do Raw." And I'm like, "I've done Raw. Like, I'm going to do it again." And he's like, "Yeah, do Raw." And I'm like, "Right." I'm like, I don't know if you heard me that I did do Raw, but anyway, he's like, "Yeah, do Raw, man." And anyway, we're sitting there talking, and this voice comes to the change room, and they're like, "Oh, Ben, are you in there?" And I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I went out, and it's this Pokemon guy, JJ. He's Mrs. She's like, "Oh, can JJ wants to get a photo with it. Can you come get a photo with him?" And I'm like, "Oh, all right." So I go out with him, and him and his little clique, because he got like 10 or so tickets to off Butsy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're all fucking like, "Oh, man, that was fucking insane. And so, well, you know, fucking you're so funny and whatnot." Get a photo of him, and some other guy comes up and goes, "Can I have one too?" I'm like, "Okay." So I get a photo with this other guy, and another guy's like, "Can I have one as well?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, no worries." He's like, "Can you meet my wife?" I'm like, "Okay." Like,
just, the requests just get worse and worse, though. He's like, "Can I watch you jerk off?"
I'm too early to get Louis C.K. Yeah. Like, it was insane, man. And I go with his wife, because it turned out they're from Cessnock. So I'm talking to them for a while, and while I'm talking to them, I had three different people come to me and be like, "Man, that was awesome. You were my favorite."
Yeah, that's fucking like, awesome, dude.
It's only three out of fucking 400, but like on that kind of lineup.
Yeah, man.
To have three people say like, "We liked you the most."
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck. That was probably one of the coolest things of all, was having that feedback, just going, "Oh, maybe I am, you know, maybe I can get to these guys. Maybe I am okay to
be
with
these guys."
Dude,
I've been saying it for, I don't know, since you first started. You're like one of the funniest comedians in Newcastle, man. And it fucking, the only thing is, I wish we could get you to more shows.
Yeah, that's...
And next year, when your missus and like the work stuff fucking sorts itself out.
Yeah.
And you're able to like make that time. Dude, it's going to be fucking, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So
yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm very, like, considering, you know, like, because I was talking to Cabba last night, right?
Yeah.
Because I went and did 10 at the club.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about, you know, what we do in comedy and whatnot. And I said, we're talking about, because he said, "How much material have you got?" And I said, "Oh, probably 30 to 40 kind of thing." He goes, "That's awesome kind of thing." I said, "Yeah, but I write like an hour every night." Cabri goes, "You write an hour every night?" I said, "I write an hour every night."
That's fucking crazy, man.
Every night, no matter what. I said, often, it doesn't turn into anything.
Yeah.
I said, every night I'll sit down and I'll write for half an hour on my lunch break every day.
Yeah.
So, like, that's an hour and a half every day, rain, hail, shot, and it happens.
It's more writing than I do in a year.
Yeah. And Cabri's like, "Oh, man, that's fucking, you know, that's insane kind of thing." And I said to him, I said, "Well, my theory was," I said, "like, I get one night a week to go to the open mic. And sometimes that doesn't even happen because of family stuff."
Yeah.
So I said, "Unless I get booked," like I said, "I've got my one night." I said, "You know, I can't go to all the gigs everyone else can, but I said I can outright everyone else." So
yeah.
I can work harder, making sure that when I do bring something, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
On stage kind of thing. So that's my way of outworking people.
Yeah.
Who you can't beat stage time, but that's the best I can do. So
you can beat you can beat stage time, because if you're writing new material and you're doing new material that's like does well every week as well, like you very rarely bring new jokes. I don't even remember the last time you brought a joke that didn't get a laugh. Like a new bit.
There was one, but I can't remember.
Exactly. There's one. Out of how many jokes? Like how many?
Oh, I meant like fairly recently, I think.
Yeah, okay. I'm so
a couple months ago.
Yeah. I've been doing a little bit of writing as well. So
awesome.
Because
we are going to be doing a split bill.
Yeah.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So keep your eyes and ears posted for that. So
yeah, we'll be selling that show. Fuck it. If we'll make some plans and we'll get back to the podcast listeners, but I'm excited for this. So I'm working toward this as well. So I've gotten this new joke about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm calling Jeffrey Dahmer a faggot in the joke.
Wow.
So Wednesday night, we're at the Stag.
Big Balls Coin.
Yeah. And set's going all right. Like the new material's sort of landing. It's like, yep, sweet. It's all got legs. And then I'm like, I came up with it on the way to the club. So I've called one comic and I was like, hey, this is the joke. And it ends with, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer's a faggot. And he's like, he laughs. I'm like, it's funny, right? He's like, yeah, but it's
risky.
Super risky, dude. I'm like, yeah, I know. But it's isn't it weird so that funny.
One of the most prolific serial killers in history, he technically was a faggot.
Yeah.
People are going to be upset that he called him a faggot.
Yeah, I know.
So he's that's like this absolute monster.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it. Because it's like, if you can't... Like, I'd never actually
of
call...
all the gay people, if you can't call Jeffrey Dahmer one...
Yeah.
Who can you?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's exactly the joke and where I'm coming from. Shit. Yeah. So, I'm not going to... No, it's all right. It's all right. It's like, I'm still working on it. But I'm like... I've got to get it so that people are on my side and are on the same wavelength as me.
Yeah, don't go Broden
so, Shiro. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Don't open with Dahmer's a faggot.
Yeah.
My brother's gay.
It's like, yeah. So it's I'm thinking about like I'll turn it into a longer bit where it's like the first part of the joke is like how just fucked I'd be if Jeffrey Dahmer was in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And like because I'm just gullible.
Yeah.
And going into that, right on that, and then, like, open it with, I'd never use the F slur on a gay person, because I never would. Like, I never, ever call someone that. I'd never even refer to, a gay person in the same sentence as the F slur.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey Dahmer's a faggot. that's, like, where I'm going with it.
I don't like faggot. I like Poofter, but unfortunately, like, Poofter has, like, when I googled it, and it's like there was like the Poofter riots of like in the 80s. I'm like, God, like, it kind of just sounded like a fun. It sounded like a fun.
It sounded like term. A fun word.
Yeah, like a fun word. And I read like it's like these like oh, what are you calling? Like, I don't know, riot, marches, riots. I don't know where they like just like beating up gay people. And that took the fun out of the word. Like,
yeah, it really does.
It sounded like
it?
A real playful like gaby.
So I'm working on that high risk, and that's like what I love doing is those high risk jokes.
100%.
Because you just like oh man, this might not land. Like doing Arnie Bev on the riverboat cruise that we did a couple weeks ago.
That's ballsy too, because you got nowhere to go afterwards.
Nowhere to go.
Can't pack your shit and leave.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's like, "Whoa, fuck!" Like that reaction, like, "Oh fuck!" And people feel like you can see people want to laugh at it too.
Yeah.
I'm like, so it's one of those jokes that you definitely can't. I definitely can't close on. It's strong enough to close on when it lands, but if it doesn't land and that's your closing joke, it's brutal.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking brutal.
I know what it's like because I like to kind of play on that line of like, oh, is that okay? Like, that's that's where I find the most fun in comedy.
Yeah.
It's just playing on that line where people are like, oh, can we? Like, you know, or just like taking something that's over the line and being like this is fucked, and then like kind of making it seem okay.
Yeah.
So and the people going, oh yeah, he's right. That does seem a bit ridiculous now. Like, but you know, like it doesn't take away from the fact that whatever I'm talking about is like horrible. But it's just yeah. like you spin it in a way that people go, oh yeah, like,
yeah.
So yeah, that's the kind of comedy I tend to enjoy. Like I don't like just out and out like dark offensive humor.
Yeah,
I like that one that kind of plays on the cusp kind of thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're taking a like a difficult subject, taking a difficult subject, and not making fun of the subject, but making fun of the peripherals around it.
Yeah.
So you're not like with the Jeffrey Dahmer bit. What I'm going for is like I'm not trying to like fucking be like against gay people. It's the total opposite.
Yeah,
I'm like the.
If anything, you're too accepting.
I'm yeah,
like backing up on them
exactly, exactly. Yeah, like, I'm jealous of them. Yeah, it's weird. It'd be great you're to
like
be gay.
Spit on your own back and let yeah. it trickle down. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
I'll get myself ready.
My little brother never had any fucking good luck on Tinder until I switched his profile to men only. If that's not the best advertisement for being gay, I don't know what is. Like, if you want to get laid, yeah, oh, dude. Yeah, yeah, straight up. Like, yeah, I had an idea for us in the podcast to do like a fake ad for only dads.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's probably too close to killing. It's only dads a thing. No, but oh. I want to make like a full like radio ad with me and you, just more like only dads coming to you. Yeah, do you want to watch a man mow the lawn?
Make profiles, but just yeah. be like ridiculous in them. Be like just super like sexist.
Yeah, or something like, or... yeah. I want to do the only dads video where one of us is mowing the lawn in like. Denim go-go shorts with our nuts hanging out. Only dads. Ooh. Oh. Oh.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of my ideas for the pod. And yeah, I reckon that'd be hilarious. But it's too close to OnlyFans dad that Gillian Keeves did.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, dude. Gillian Keeves. Do you know Shane Gillis?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's got a like a skit channel.
Oh, right.
Him and another dude, the Gilly in the Keeves. No, the Keeves to the Gilly, I should say. They just released a special, and it is so fucking good. It's just skits.
Oh, right.
And like they have a live show where they're showing the skits, and then they're talking in between each video. It's so fucking funny, dude. It is so funny. Get on it. They're on YouTube, Gilly and Keeves. Look. Yeah, but he's got one where it's like, yeah, OnlyFans dad, where they're like having dinner, the family's having dinner, and you just hear upstairs like, oh, oh. They walk up and he's sitting on a fucking sex toy. He's like, oh, you weren't complaining when I bought you that new iPad. This is how I make money.
Sad daddy does it.
Yeah, yeah, fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, man, this is... This has been a cool little episode. Just a little fucking catch up though, Ben. This is I'm so proud. I'm not proud of you. I'm proud for you.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Dude, like fucking seeing you get that spot and going out there and killing. I can't wait to watch the video.
It's not video, it's just audio, but
yeah, I can't wait to hear the audio. Like, yeah, yeah. The crowd. It's going to be fucking sick, dude.
It was insane, man. I got some free shit too. Fucking
yeah.
Because I waited to the end, because I wanted to, you know, say thank you. And
yeah.
I also wanted to buy I wanted a bobblehead for a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna buy a bobblehead. Like, yeah. Fuck it, I don't care. I'm gonna spend the money. Fucking is what it is. And I was like, I'm gonna get his autograph too. Whatever. I don't care. So I went up. I grabbed like this little poster thing he had there, and his missus is like, oh, what size shirt are you? I'm like, medium tarp. But anyway, she gave me a free shirt. And I said, oh, look, can I buy a bobblehead, please?
She goes,
no, you can have one. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he signed. Yeah, I get me a little poster signed. And he just signs me bobblehead. I'm like, oh, that's a fucking great idea. I didn't think of it. They just automatically did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get a photo before we go? Like, fucking, like absolutely. So fucking. But yeah, his missus was like, fucking. She's like, you're so fucking funny. I loved you so much.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, she goes, are you online? And I said, yeah, I'm, on YouTube, so I got fuck all people on it, yeah, kind of thing. She's like, oh yeah, fucking hit us up, we'll fucking see if we can help you kind of thing. So
yeah,
I'm over 200 now.
Fuck yeah, man. Doesn't I saw
anything.
That.
Doesn't mean anything, but fucking it's just...
Dude, it's more subscribers than fucking anyone listening to this podcast has, including me.
Well, we don't know who's listening, but yeah.
Unless it's Buttsy. If Buttsy's listening, then all right, fair enough. You got that one, Buttsy.
Yeah, 1.8 million. Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
Fuck, it's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully I can get there one day, but man, it was just... Honestly, it was so cool, and I'm hoping it's not the last time we kind of, you know, do something together. Yeah. I think I got a shout out from him on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, specifically
yeah,
shared my post and said, fucking, what do you say? Ben's funny as fuck. Keep an eye out on him or something like that. So, well, that was pretty. I wish I put it up on my comedy page. I didn't realize I tagged him in it because I just wrote his name and it automatically tagged him.
Yeah.
And, so he put that up, so people have been sending me like friend invites. I'm like, oh, I don't really want friend invites, so I want you to follow the comedy page.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to direct them over there. But anyway, we'll get there. It's
good
problem to have, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, it's insane. Hopefully fucking everyone else. I think he's gonna start coming to the club. Oh, for fuck's sake. He's gonna start coming to the club a little as well. Testing shit out and whatnot. Yeah. So
it'd be good to see him there.
A lot of them were asking me about the club. I said, it's insane. I said, you guys might be a bit too big for it, but I kind of said, it'd be a great room to, test material.
Mm.
Basically, for those guys, where they charge, so Buttsy's tickets are 60 to 100, depending on where you're sitting.
Yeah.
I said, if you charged 15, 20 bucks or something like that, 25 bucks to go and you just watch him test material and you just sell it as a test show kind of thing, you're still getting to see Buttsy or Frenchie or fucking whoever kind of thing, but you're getting you're selling tickets to test material kind of thing, like your own open mic, but you're still making a little bit of coin going. I was like, and he goes, oh, you guys, I could do that, because I should just even get around it a bit more, just to kind of turn up and fucking try shit at an open mic kind of thing. I'm like, all right.
Jacques turned up, did 15 minutes the other night,
so I'm sure they'd fucking let him, so
they would 100%. And it'd be so good for the crowd, because we'd start... The problem is, if you're getting fucking Buttsy fans up there and they want to heckle. But that's
also would have been worse for some people. I mean, look, some people just shouldn't be heckled yet. But at the same time, there are some people who, because you're going to get heckled at some stage.
Yeah.
We can't protect it forever. We're a bit protective at the club. Yeah. But at some stage, it's going to happen, and people do need to know how to deal with it as well. So.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the worst thing, but as long as it doesn't get too out of control,
I'll get heckled now, and since hosting at the club, I'm just way better at dealing with it now.
Yeah.
I'll just be shut the fuck up, cut.
That's the thing, I don't know how well I am at handling that, because I just don't get heckled.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to sit here and say, I don't agree with people being... heckle once and shut the fuck up. Don't keep going. Don't yell out the whole night. Fucking whatnot. I don't want people just fucking teeing off. But, every now and then, I don't think it'd be the worst thing for fucking someone to get heckled and, see how they respond. Because sometimes you can fucking figure out, bits from it, because you can come up with, zinging off the cuff fucking responses. And it's going to happen in comedy. I don't think you can avoid it. So, you kind of need to learn how to deal with it. But, at the same time, like I said, I don't get heckled, so it's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, yeah, it wouldn't be bad to see a little bit more of it, but...
Yeah. I mean, when you're doing longer sets as well, you'll start to see it. You'll probably start to see it as well. We had one of the regulars at the Stag and Hunter, so older couple there, and the lady got fucking hammered. Just hammered, and was just like, we love you, Mitchie! Every 2 seconds, thanks, Cheryl. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
She was heckling the fuck out of Eddie. Every time Eddie went to do a punchline, she'd fucking yell over it.
Yeah.
And Eddie's like, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. And we're like, man.
I actually find helpful heckling more annoying than insulting heckling.
Exactly, because you can't go at him.
You can't go at him.
Yeah.
You're just Duggan. headline last night.
Yeah.
There's a couple sitting at the front. I got there a bit late because I was a late call in. But apparently earlier in the night, they were just fucking, I don't know, responding to everything or just talking. And he's like, can you guys like, yeah, stop. Like, you know, you seem like you want attention. He kind of addressed it. I wasn't there for that part. You know, I turned up a bit later because when you open MC, what, 10 minutes kind of thing? So maybe 5 minutes later, I get there and he's killing with some bit. And he just all of a sudden goes, are you guys okay down the front? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, he's having a good time. They're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, he's just, what he's doing? They're like, we're just talking amongst ourselves. He's like, can you fucking not? Like,
yeah.
He's like, are you okay? Like, are you, and she's like, yeah, we're great. He's like, that was a fucking psycho. So the way she said it, like, yeah, we're great. Like,
yeah.
And apparently in the break, they can't do it. And they're like, what did we say that was so bad? He's like, it's not what you said. He goes, you just wouldn't shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
Like, shut up. Like, don't come to a comedy show, sit in the front row and talk to each other.
Yeah. Like, fucking, it's insane.
He goes, because I could see people around him or looking at him kind of getting like annoyed. So he's like, I have to address it. Like,
yeah.
It's, oh. Yeah. Those people are the worst. Like, it's so much like when they're talking like, but when they're helpful heckling, it's hard to kind of shit on them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, you either want to be heckled so you can go, listen here, fuckwit.
Yeah.
Or you just want to be able to do your jokes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I haven't had anyone do it to me yet, but like the heckler that finishes your punchline. I'm like, fuck you.
That's
like,
what happened to me the other night.
Oh, did it?
The old bloke fucking finished the punchline and it got a laugh too, which fucking broke my heart. I was like, motherfucker.
It's my joke, cunt.
Yeah. Like. I was like, and he's seen the joke 100 times, so he was probably ready for it. He was like, oh yeah, I've got a fucking thing to yell out. And he's done it and he's yelled it out. And I was like, fuck, shut up, cunt. I was like, oh, I'm... Because the regular's there, and I know them. I'm going to give them that one chance. And I'm like, but I'm...
I saw it happen to Pierce the other night.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I think it was a princess one or something.
Yeah.
And I just finished it for him. I'm like, fuck, that
sucks. Yeah. Like. Yeah. But if he does... I'm writing roast jokes specifically for that dude. Because I've actually... I'm fucking writing roast jokes. And if he heckles me again, I'm coming out hot. I'm fucking swinging for the fences on that cunt.
We've got PTSD.
I'm going to fucking wreck him. I'm going to be like, all right, mate, you fucking did it to me last fortnight. Yeah. I've got some shit. You ready?
I missed the stat.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to get back there.
It's a good room for trying new material. I was saying that in the group chat.
Yeah.
I was like.
Well, it used to be the room that basically you took your good stuff. Well, this is the way
to kill and feel good about yourself. Yeah.
Well, this is the way I used to approach it. Every other room is for trying new shit.
Yeah.
Because if it works, because no one's listening, and if it works, it fucking, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
And then the stag, you go up there just to fucking kill.
Yeah.
And that's the way I used to treat the stag.
Yeah.
I missed the stag. I need to get back there, but who knows? Maybe one day.
Yeah.
We shall see.
All right.
I want to give a couple of shout-outs too before we go. So we've got a new listener over in New Zealand. Got a,
one
of Butsy's fans. He started listening to our shit.
Yeah.
Sent me a message the other day. Corey McDonald.
Probably won't drop his last name, Corey. Don't worry, I'll edit that out in post. Probably don't want to fucking. Yeah, we won't drop his name.
No one's listening to this.
Corey McDonald from Winchester Street, New Zealand, Auckland. 52 Winchester Street.
New Zealand's a big place, but
it's tiny. I'm pretty sure they're all related.
There's 4 million. There's got to be more than one Corey.
There's 4 million. Fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know, there's fuck all over there.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I thought it'd be like 8, 10, but yeah, no, it's 4.
Can you imagine if there was 10 million New Zealanders? Oh, man. Anyway, gross. Sorry.
4 million.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got more sheep than people.
He sent me a message the other day, and he goes, oh, I got onto your podcast. He goes, I listened to like, he goes, I went through the full backlog of it. He goes, I love it. Fucking, it's fucking awesome. So, sharing it to him. Fucking absolute legend.
Yeah.
And then there's one dude, I don't know if he listens to this, but on my YouTube channel, he comments on fucking everything. Alan Newsom.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're an absolute legend. Because fucking anyone who comments on shit, it helps fucking Alan. Much.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the algorithms, it makes a difference. Like,
yeah.
To, it might not necessarily translate into views, but the impressions that you get, like the amount of people they show you videos to, fucking just goes, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, legend. And
fuck yeah.
Other than that, fucking shout out to Butsy and fucking producer Lordy for letting me fucking do the show.
Yeah,
fucking,
man.
Best night of comedy I've ever had in my life. It was insane.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm chuffed for you, mate. This is sick. This is the beginning. We're gonna put together a show. Dates to be confirmed.
Well, we're looking at Newcastle. Oh, we might do something before, maybe.
Maybe.
Possibly there's a trial run, but we're aiming for the Newcastle Fringe next year, doing a split build, definitely. So.
Yeah. So that's the plans, and then we'll see if we can take it on the road.
Fuck yeah.
You and me.
That's the plan,
fucking hanging out in dingy hotels. Fucking.
Only dads.
Yeah, only dads. Only dadden.
Only dad. Yeah. Ads for only dads.
Yeah. Check out Ben McLennan Comedy, YouTube, Instagram. You still on TikTok?
For now.
He's still on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep you live updated on the TikTok
situation. I've got one strike left.
Yeah.
But I don't put much on there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I am performing Soho 6th of November.
Soho, where's this?
Let me double check it. I keep fucking these plugs up because I don't know what I'm doing.
Where you get that? Follow Mitch Coyne Comedian. That's C-O-Y-N-E. We didn't realize until we got on Brad Bishop's podcast that we should probably spell that properly.
Yeah.
Because it can very easily be lost in the money.
Yeah.
Get on Newcastle Comedy Club. How to Not Comedy. Face open mic fucking comedy around Newcastle. That's about all the comedy I can think of in Newcastle.
Yeah. If you want to come and check out some awesome fucking comedy for free, Tuesday nights at the Newcastle Comedy Club. I'm hosting. I usually have if Ethan's not around, if the Jew boy's not around, I'll usually have Ben or fucking.
Well, yeah, I'm available now because I don't have to keep practicing my set. So
yeah.
If you're looking for someone,
that was the only reason I didn't hit you up last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, check me out on all of that and like You're Joking.
YAWJOKIN.
Fuck yeah, man. All right, catch you next week. We'll be back to the old format as usual. And we're going to have a triple. I'm going to do all of these podcasts all at once today.
Going to be a triple.
So you've got some listening. You've got about fucking easy 2 hours of content.
That's right.
From the fellas.
And if you can't come in 2 hours, try the hub.
Yeah. All right. Catch us. Mwah. Mitch and Ben versus